Good morning, Bass Machine.
Hey, good morning. Is Jim in?
Oh, he's actually left and went to a meeting, but he'll be back.
Oh, shucks. I just missed him, huh?
Well, he's been gone about half an hour or so.
Okay. It's Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. I spoke with Jim earlier in the year back in January about some of the programs we had to offer, but said you guys didn't have anything at the time but the follow-up towards the end of the year. So that's what I'm doing. I'm giving him a call, you know, talk a little business with them, see how everything's been.
Okay. Yeah, you should be able to catch him, I'm going to say after 2.
After 2? Okay, do you mind if you take down my information, kind of pass him a note when he gets back, and then
sure.
See if he gives me a call back, and if he doesn't, I can just reach out to him then.
Okay, and what's your name?
It's Nico, that's N-I-K-O.
Okay.
And then the Bank of Cardiff is spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank. So it's like car and then different. And my direct line is 858. 779-0432. Okay. Yeah, and I guess you can just let him know that's in regards to that conversation that we had back in January about equipment financing and working capital. But honestly, between you and I highly doubt he's going to remember because it was so long ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just notate a little note down here.
So. Yeah, I mean, I would be surprised unless he's got impeccable memory if he remembers.
No, I'm not guaranteeing that. He's going to remember, but I'll leave him the note.
Awesome. I guess how's business been since I last talked to him? Maybe you can kind of fill me in a little bit.
Actually, I just came back off of medical leave myself. So
oh, really?
I've been gone for over a month.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I mean, before that, I mean, we, when I had spoken with him, it was back in January, but leading up to before, you were on leave, what had happened? Did you guys start picking up towards the end of the year here? Because I know it's sometimes it could be the case, but...
I would say steady.
Mm-hmm. Is that typical? I mean, do you guys normally see that?
Sometimes, not all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a hit or miss, really, depending on the year.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine right now, a lot of the businesses that I deal with are mainly machine shops and manufacturers, and they said, at least the ones I've been talking to this year, it's a lot of uncertainty going on, especially with the election and prices of commodities.
Yeah.
Does that seem to be the case with you guys?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, yeah, I know it tends to happen. Kind of to refresh my memory a little bit, because I'm trying to look through my notes here. Last time I spoke, Jim, are you guys just a regular job shop, or do you kind of serve like a specific industry?
No, we're just a job shop.
Okay. Do you guys typically have like customers from all, I guess, aspects, all areas
yes.
come in?
Yes.
And that's not a bad thing. That is not a bad thing.
No.
Well, I deal with some machine shops out in Ohio, and I know over there a lot of them focus more on oil and gas, and my gosh, they are taking a hit right now.
Huh.
Yeah, they are taking a big hit, but I'm glad to see that you guys, are spread out a little bit and you're not focused on one thing. But like I said, if you don't mind passing along that message to Jim, kind of just letting him know I gave him a call
okay.
to follow up here. Does he happen to have maybe an email address? Does he check that while he's out?
He probably wouldn't be in a meeting, but he does have one.
Hmm. Maybe I can just shoot him over a message, kind of let him know I called as well.
Okay. So it's James Bass@BassMachining.com.
Bass@BassMachining.com. And out of curiosity, I don't want to keep you here too long. Do you happen to know if he's looking to bring on equipment towards the end of the year? Because that's, essentially because he said you told me to give him a call back towards the end of the year, I would assume that would be the case.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you that. Only he could.
Okay, not a problem. It was worth asking, just to kind of see if you knew. Okay, yeah. I mean, just let him know that I called, and if I don't hear back from him, maybe I'll follow up. I kind of leave early over here on our end. We're on the West Coast, but I'll see if I can give him a call by the end of the day today, or maybe tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Perfect.
Alrighty.
Yeah, and sorry, you know, we're talking so much about Jim, I totally forgot to get your name.
Sharon.
Sharon, I really appreciate the help, Sharon.
No problem.
Alright, you take care now.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.